This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With His Eminence, Michael Harrison. On the Talk Radio Countdown Show with the charts of the week of October 24th to the 28th. Lots of happening things that we're going to discuss. I promise you, this will be more stimulating talk radio than you've heard anywhere else all week long. That's a promise, a guarantee. We're going to deliver on that. Or Michael's going to deliver. I might get away with it a little bit. Wow.
You've raised the bar so high, mere
yes.
humans cannot possibly rise to that level.
But anybody that's in the Gun Hill Road, you can make it because of that influence.
Oh, yeah.
They push you along. Now, the thing that you were talking about is off the air before we get started here, something that is worth a moment or two of our time because of the fact that time itself seems to go so quickly. It seems like only nanoseconds ago that we were here doing the countdown for last week.
And the week before, going back for decades.
Yep, and we actually could not forget about it because it's garbage day.
That's
both
right.
In your place and my place.
Right.
Garbage day.
It's garbage day. The two major events of the time that we do this show. You notice how I don't say when
well,
we
I think
do
it's,
it.
There's something.
It's live everywhere, all times, folks.
There's a parallel to garbage that you're putting out on the side of the curb and the stuff that we talk about on the air.
Yes, some of it is recycled and some of it goes directly to the dump.
Yes, it does. All right, so with that
is
in
that
mind,
true? As we go over the 10 stories, some of them are recyclables and some of them are, you know, just one-time dumps.
Yep.
Number All 10. Right. Number 10.
Please.
Science and technology. Number 9. A tie between abortion, LGBTQ rights, and climate change. Number 8, COVID and health. Race relations and immigration are tied at 7. Crime and guns are at 6. Number 5, Elon Musk and Twitter.
You're fired!
The bird has been freed, he said. And now he's going to be the guy that has to tell people they can't say terrible things.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, right. Good luck, Elon. Russia-Ukraine war, British politics and foreign affairs occupy the fourth tier. Trump's legal issues occupies number 3. Number 2 is the economy, and number 1, politics in the midterm elections. That's heating up. We're a couple of weeks away from the midterms and all that that means. On the People Survey, we got crazy guy, yay, at number 10.
Yay!
Another crazy guy, Elon Musk, at 9. A guy we'll soon learn as a crazy guy, Rishi Sunak, at 8.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he's crazy?
I don't know anything about him. All I'm saying is that these people that occupy the spotlight on our surveys usually have some type of idiosyncrasy about them that can be interpreted as nuts. Like number 7, Vladimir Putin. Number 6, a couple of legal guys, Pat Cipollone and Patrick Philbin. Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock at number 5. Carrie Lake and Katie Hobbs at number 4. Number 3, here's a dynamic duo, Dr. Mehmet Oz and John Fetterman.
Wow.
Number 2 is Trump and number 1 is Biden. Yeah, the Pennsylvania Senate debate probably got the most attention this week of all of the political stuff.
Let's take those three for a moment. Herschel Walker, Kerry Lake, Dr. Oz. 5, 4, and 3 on the people list. Mm-hmm. Herschel Walker, apparently, at least according to what Chuck Schumer told Joe Biden the other day, looks like our chances in Georgia are going downhill. It means that, well, it was an interpretation of a poll that showed Walker a couple of points ahead of Warnock. Neither one of them are great shakes, but isn't it interesting how with all the negative publicity that the fate of Walker may have been enhanced by all of that negative publicity because his name was more reinforced with the populace. And most of the surveys I've seen, the older I get and the more I look into these sorts of things, that people vote pretty much not on the issues because they don't know what the issues are. I know that guy's name. I'm voting for him. It's all name recognition. That's it.
Well, especially when the name is a popular name because of football career in Georgia.
Yeah.
On a college level, a real superstar hero. They won the
I remember
National
we got the Heisman. You remember that? You got the Heisman?
I don't recall, you know, the specifics of his career.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I do know that he's a big deal in that regard, and that carries a lot of sway in terms of just people. Look at Dr. Mehmet Oz. I mean, what the hell has he ever done to be senator? He couldn't even qualify to get the job as the host of Jeopardy. Although I thought he did a good job.
How can he be qualified to be a senator if he can't get the job on Jeopardy?
Right. He couldn't even get the job on Jeopardy.
I think, did you see some of the video, though, seriously, this week from that debate? I mean, how would you vote for Fetterman? It was embarrassing. It's sad.
You vote for the guy. Here's the way it goes with the Congress. Not for governors, but for Congress. Mm-hmm. You vote for the guy that will vote for your team. Mm-hmm. You vote for the guy that will give the Senate and the House majority leader or minority leader, but mostly majority leader, the vote that you want. So it doesn't matter who it is. It's a party vote thing. Senators, unless they have big mouths and they stick their feet in them, senators are not as consequential in terms of their character, their nature, their intelligence as governors and presidents are, because they don't deal with changing issues every minute that they have to make executive decisions about. It's how they vote. It's which way their vote goes and how the majority-minority makeup of the Congress happens to fall. That's why people will vote for jerks and justify it.
Let's see if that fits into this Carrie Lake situation. Number four on the people list, this woman running in Arizona. One wonders when you read, is this the liberal news media that is making me biased? I wouldn't vote for her from what I've read or seen of her. I think she's obnoxious.
Well, she's a denier. She's an election denier.
Right.
And in the governor races, where it comes down to is if election deniers get into office, win, they then have control over the state's electoral vote. In terms of Secretary of State, the heads of the voting districts, all of that stuff. And so the thing that thwarted Trump's effort to turn the election, if he had a bunch of election deniers running each state, he could have maybe pulled it off.
Yeah. Shows you how bad the Electoral College is. One man, one vote doesn't apply to the presidential election, which is really serious and really bad, and it's time we dealt with that. But one side doesn't seem to
deal with it. Whichever party historically has the most to gain by the Electoral College, they always stand in the way of getting rid of it.
Yep.
And it's always one party over the other that has more to gain at the current circumstances based upon a whole set of things.
Yeah.
By keeping it. And so they do. Based upon some kind of cockamamie idea that the Founding Fathers put it in there to protect us from some type of populist, fascist, evil,
hello,
for the moment character.
By the way, where did the term cockamamie come from? Do you have any idea what its origin is?
No, but I'll bet you somebody out there is finding it out real quick on Google.
Right. And we'll figure it out.
I hope it's not like a racist slur or a dirty remark.
Everything has the potential of that.
We don't say that anymore.
Your findings on social media, we're at Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show and Twitter, Good Day On Air. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, the Talkers Magazine website, talkers.com, has the list of the charts for this week and every week, as does the gooddayshow.com website. You can find the list there every week as we go through them. You can follow along, if you will. Doug Steffen with a thought about how to get healthy the right way. The countdown brought to you in part this week by Kellatrin, which is America's number one way to lose weight and keep it off. It's very simple, very easy, not difficult to understand how this works because there's nothing in it that's complicated. It's simple. You don't have any drugs and stimulants in it. It's very, very straightforward, created by a doctor and his nursing staff. It's got aloe vera in it, collagen protein, digestive enzymes. They're all there to aid your body in repairing and rebuilding. Get that lean muscle back again so you can keep your body in shape. It helps your body absorb the ingredients also three times faster. They all work together. So you want to have something that works with your body, works together with your body to keep the weight where you want it. That's why you go to toploss.com, the website for Kellatrin, and you order a 90-day supply free. You buy three and you get three free. That's basically the bottom line. And that's our Halloween special. It's just the old BOGO thing. Buy one, get one free. This is what makes this product worthwhile. What makes it good is that it works. Try it for yourself. Money back guarantee. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug at checkout. You get free shipping and access to all these free products because there's more at toploss.com than just Kellatrin. You'd be interested to see what other products the company has and how they can help you stay healthy at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have 2 daughters, and then 2 granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with an overview of the charts for the week of October 24th to the 28th, which you can, by the way, find at gooddayshow.com each week and at talkers.com. At number 10, science, technology, what we're learning about this universe that we live in, courtesy of the info that's coming from NASA. Is almost every week a new story, very exciting. At number 9, continuing conversation about climate and weather. COVID is 8, race relations as they're impacted by illegal immigration, number 7. Crime, 6. Number 5 is Elon Musk and what's going on at Twitter. Number 4, the war in Ukraine. Number 3, the ex-president's legal problems. Number 2, the economy. And number 1, as you might expect, is the focus on the politicians and the midterm elections. That's it. The list from Talkers.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Brought to you in part by O'ReillyAuto.com. When you need parts, just a few clicks and you get to O'ReillyAuto.com. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts very quickly. You can order online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Pick up free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. You have to pay for the parts, but it won't cost you anything to order online. I think that's the point, Michael. They'll even bring it out to you if you're lazy and you don't want to get out of your car.
Here's a muffler.
Yeah, to the curbside. Here's a catalytic converter that somebody stole from your car last night. Here, you can use it and we'll put it back on your car for you.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, you can have parts delivered to your door, too. Free shipping on most orders. You spend more than $35. So all kinds of reasons to go quickly to O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit them on O'ReillyAuto.com. And there's that bit of advice. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here with the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We were talking about the strength of people in their names and, you know, Elon Musk and what that brings to Twitter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I was looking at the sort of sad sack face of Tom Brady, who has gone through his first three-game losing streak in 20 years. And one wonders if he'd had the support of all of his pals, his teammates in Boston, if he would have had that. Of course, it's all conjecture. But does this mean the end for Brady? His wife's divorcing him. He's had three games in a row. You think that's what's on his mind? His whole psyche has been affected by his wife hitting the road. Am I being silly, or is that...
You're not being silly. You're just being speculative. Who knows? Mm-hmm. All I know is that eventually time catches up with all of us, even Tom Brady. And time is not on his side in terms of being an effective quarterback. Same thing with his pal Aaron Rodgers. The other member of that elite club, Peyton Manning, he realized his time was up and he couldn't throw the same way, so he stopped. Drew Brees, another member of that generation of great quarterbacks, he knew when the time came to walk away. He recently did. But Brady and Rodgers are hanging in there. Rodgers is, I think, 38. Brady is about 138. And
he's 45
years old.
45,
you know, if it were me, If it were me, I would have quit after the Atlanta win. I mean, so he went on. He won two more Super Bowls after that, but which is cool, mm-hmm. but he might not have. There's a point at which you have to walk away. Now, the question is, you walk away when you're on top? Do you walk away when you start to slide? Or do you hang in there and become a shadow of yourself and, and an object of pity? And Brady, well, it is serious. Brady had it all. It wasn't like he needs the money. And, and when you think about how dangerous the sport of football is, why put yourself out there when you've already achieved more than anybody else ever has?
It's almost as dangerous as politics. And you get that's
dangerous too. Well, politics. Yeah, politics is dangerous. But look, there are boxers that go for that comeback and they get themselves knocked out. People in business don't know when to quit and walk away, and they wind up losing fortunes, or they wind up being fired, or you know, coming under disfavor. There's a lot of things that happen like that. This is something in life that you have to deal with, and it's not just when you get old. I mean, Brady is in the prime of his life.
Right.
It's just that he's foolish to continue to try to play football to the detriment of his family and his health and his reputation. His legacy is suffering.
Yeah, right. So, but sometimes your ego takes, look at you could say the same for Trump. A guy won, he was president of the United States, so go off and do something else. Why do you have to keep stirring the pot? What do you gain? There's the question. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers are reacting to the home invasion of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's California home that led to an assault on her 82-year-old husband, Paul. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul says on Fox News, everyone needs to relax and tone down the rhetoric.
The tone has to calm down. I think the rhetoric is becoming so divisive and inflamed in this country. And I see it when I go back home. Just the anger and the hatred over one side of the aisle versus the other.
Utah's bid to host an upcoming Olympics may be helped by a decision made Thursday by Vancouver. Officials there announced they're no longer supporting a bid to bring the Winter Olympics to Canada in 2030. That leaves Salt Lake City and Sapporo, Japan, as the only cities still in the running for the Games. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this. There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text GRIT to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text GRIT to 321-321. That's GRIT to 321-321.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Coast to coast, border to border, and around the world, you're listening to the powerful Talk Radio Countdown Show with the very powerful Michael Harrison. If you don't believe that, check out the CBS Sunday Morning Show. We last week, you and I got off onto that CBS Sunday Morning thing about talk radio. And I was so incensed. I didn't pay much attention to it early on. But then I started to examine more the premise of the program and how it was so, so politically oriented and biased that it, Ted Koppel claiming that talk radio is bad for America. You know what's bad for America, Ted? You. And so.
I gotta tell you how many shows I've destroyed who brought me on as the backbone expert on their premise that conservative talk radio is evil and destroying of the world. And I proved to them in my interviews it's not true. And in most cases, they cancel the show. They rather than do the truth about talk radio, they cancel the show. Or as the case with CBS, they modify it.
Mm-hmm.
And they broadened it. They broadened it to division in America, and they talked about all kinds of other divisions, and talk radio was just an afterthought. And they still stuck with their premise.
Yeah. So does this add fuel to that fire, though, Michael? A quote from Dana Lash's program this week: I don't care if Herschel Walker paid some skank for an abortion. I want control of the Senate.
Isn't that what I said a little while ago? What you're citing there is an example of what I said. People want someone to vote for their party on the floor of the Senate. They want control of the Senate. They don't care if it's some guy that they personally find abhorrent. What she said is an example of what I said, you know, because you brought up the question, why would people vote for somebody who doesn't display good character or
inferior?
Right.
He becomes a machine. He's not really it's not a person. He's a machine.
Right.
It's a means to an end.
That's what being in Congress or in the Senate means. It's you know, what party are you with, and what are you willing to do to get a power within your party, meaning a committee position, and what vote are you going to do? Look at the trouble that Sinema and Manchin have created for the Democrats, who have this 50%. You know, stalemate in the Senate by holding their votes up and going along with the Republicans. They've become the two most powerful senators in the Congress by doing that. It's all about which way you'll vote. And so what if you're a jerk? What if, you know, I mean, it'd be nice if you were an eloquent, well-spoken, distinguished member of the community, but it doesn't always happen that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
especially nowadays.
Mm-hmm. So then,
I suspect that politics has always been full of scoundrels, going all the way back to the beginning of time.
Well, look at the Teapot Dome
scandal. Exactly.
Look at some of the other things that have happened over the history of our country. And then you look at the election, you know, we talk about rigged elections here, and whether people, if you look at the list, like Carrie Lake are going to win, crowing that. Does that send people away from listening to our programs, or does it bring people in? The spoken word formats are doing better now than ever before, it would seem. And apparently more young people are being brought in, at least according to a survey that I saw. And I wonder whether it was done by a company called Edison Research, does a lot of this sort of thing in our business. But the suggestion is incomplete in that there's no specific focus on whether it's audio on the air or podcasting. And so, you know, I suppose does it make a difference? It does to me, because I'm in the news talk radio business, not the podcast business. But many of the people who do this are in both now. I mean, I have a podcast. We put a podcast out of this program. But is it? It's just this program sort of edited down into podcast form for 14 or 15 minutes. So is that really a podcast? You do a podcast every week. The Michael Harrison interview, mhinterview.com. Always somebody from the business who has an important position, and you dig into what their roles are all about. So is that something you tie it into? The other radio stuff that you do, so they're sort of intertwined, are they not? Is that what it's meant to be?
Well, everything is intertwined, yeah, and that's the answer to your question. Nobody's on one platform anymore. There are brands on many platforms, and as soon as the natives of the 21st century become older and older over the next 10 years, notions of AM and FM and movie theaters versus home theaters, newspapers on paper versus online will all fade into the history books, and because they don't exist now. It's just that a large segment of the population still adheres to these traditions that are fading rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the answer to your question. The answer to your question is, it doesn't matter what your platform is, it matters what your brand is, because everybody will be on every platform. And it'll be a matter of how many followers you have and how
confusing
much...
Confusing is all get out, right?
Well, it's confusing. It's only confusing to natives of the... to immigrants from the 20th century. Mm-hmm. Immigrants from the 20th century versus natives of the 21st century. And when you still are thinking in terms of, well, how is a podcast different than from a radio show and all that, you're speaking with the accent of an immigrant who comes from another land called the 20th century. Yeah. And that's okay, but give it another 10 years, 15 years, that question will seem quaint.
They brought back that TV show Quantum Leap, which sort of broke down that.
I haven't seen the new one. I saw the trailer for it. I was a quasi fan of the original one with Scott Bakula, but
right.
That did deal with changes that we experience in our lifetime. But right now, the divide between the culture of the 20th century and the emerging culture of the 21st century is such a great gap. It's so wide that it's going to be generational. It's going to take the wiping out of a whole generation before it really takes root, but there's no stopping it.
Is our generation the one that needs to be wiped out?
I would never say needs to be wiped out. What I'm saying is that our generation, when our generation is gone, with it will be any notion that it matters whether a radio station is on AM or FM, or whether a movie is designed for theatrical release, or you've got your picture on the front page of a paper newspaper. All of these things will have no meaning whatsoever in another 5 or 10 years, 20 years. If you were to come back if you were to do a quantum leap and come back in the future, if you were to, you know, in a movie, you're a time traveler, you wouldn't be able to function. You wouldn't understand the language because the words change so much year to year. You wouldn't understand how to pay a bill. You wouldn't understand how to deal with the processes of public experiences. You wouldn't know how to pay for food in a grocery store. You wouldn't know.
Wow.
Everything will be so different. It already is. Don't you get the feeling sometimes when you go out and you buy things, you go to a store, that every time you go through the checkout, there's some new wrinkle that you have to figure out?
Yeah, and I'm expected to know, and so are you and everybody else. We're supposed to know, just because it's there, how to use it. What to do with it. Like, automatically, it's there, so therefore, you must know how to use it. I don't know how to use it.
Well, and frankly, and oftentimes the clerk doesn't know how to use it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought, anyway, it just is, you're making an instant, a very important observation. So, in 20 years from now, we won't have the top 10 list, the news talk stations. I'm looking at a survey of the top 10 situational talk radio stations, and whether I mention them or not, what I find interesting about all of them, from WTKS, TKS in Orlando, HPT in Tampa, OKV in Jacksonville, interesting how they're all, a lot of them down south, where Raleigh-Durham's stations are in the list, WAMU, which is the only public radio station on that list, Milwaukee's WISN, KXL in Portland, WIBC in Indianapolis. List of the most listened to, according to the rating company, top 10 stations in the country. And who owns them, and what their format, like, are they
most
all
listened
doing
to,
the same
most
stuff?
Listened to in terms of percentage of their markets, or most listened to in terms of, that's
share.
Wonderful.
It's share.
Yeah, that has no meaning to everyday people.
No, but it has meaning to people listening. Well, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't.
It has no meaning at all. Yeah. It has no meaning at all. It's a share of something that exists. It doesn't have any numerical meaning. You could there can be three of us in the room, and the two of us compose the majority.
Right.
We're the majority,
but
three. Right. Two-thirds. In fact, 100% and nothing is nothing.
Mm-hmm. But you see, we can crow about it because it's a stat.
It's a stat that has no meaning in terms of a general conversation like this about the issues of the day or the influence of platforms. It has no meaning because it's a percentage of something that is self-contained. It's a percentage of what? Look, I have 75%. I had a 100% increase in my blah, blah. Right. I went from 1 to 2 as opposed to 2,000 to 2,500, which is a smaller percent. We deal with this kind of numbers fudging all the time, especially in the area of inflation and recession and all this economic stuff. If you really look at it logically, it's gaslighting, it's lies, it's BS. It doesn't relate to real numbers and real direction of figures that matter in your life.
There you go. How about that for putting it on the line, boys and girls? Michael Harrison will talk about his MH interview in a moment here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the People list from Talkers Magazine, Doug Steffen here reporting on the top 10. At number 10 is Yee. Kanye West. I'm putting him in because half the world doesn't know who he is. He'd like to think he did. Elon Musk is 9. Rishi Sunak, the new prime minister in England, is 8. Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, is 7. Pat Cipollone, and Patrick Philbin, number 6. Herschel Walker is 5. Kerry Lake is 4. Dr. Oz is 3. Those three, interestingly enough, all the Republican candidates for the offices for which they are running. Donald Trump, another Republican, is 2. Joe Biden is number 1. So isn't it interesting when you look at it? There are 4 prominent Republicans, and there is, I don't see any Democrats other than the other people running against these guys on the list. Pretty interesting, huh, how that shakes out. That's an observation, and you have the list all here on the countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79, and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. The all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off, that's the slug line for Calitrin. But there's so many other stories that go with it, thanks in part, at least, to all of the things that are on the website, toploss.com, the success stories that are there. And that includes you, Elizabeth Miller, right?
I lost 40 pounds with it years ago, and I've been able to keep it off. I maintain it by taking Calitrin during the eating season, which is now upon us. And, you know, I'll take it a little bit before the summer gets here if I want to drop a few pounds.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free too, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with an overview of the charts for the week of October 24th to the 28th, which you can, by the way, find at gooddayshow.com each week and at talkers.com. At number 10, science, technology, what we're learning about this universe that we live in, courtesy of the info that's coming from NASA, is almost every week a new story. Very exciting. At number 9, continuing conversation about climate and weather. COVID is 8. Race relations, as they're impacted by illegal immigration, number 7. Crime, 6. Number 5 is Elon Musk and what's going on at Twitter. Number 4, the war in Ukraine. Number 3, the ex-president's legal problems. Number 2, the economy. And number 1, as you might expect, is the focus on the politicians and the midterm elections. That's it. The list from Talkers. The Michael Harrison interview this week at mhinterview.com, you can see it at Talkers as well, is with a fellow that I worked with back in Washington a long time ago, Mark Davis, who's been in Dallas for a long time. What do you have to say?
He talks a little bit about changes in journalism over the 40 years he's been in radio, changes in the technology, and why Texas is so big in terms of the national conversation. It's always in the news, and you know, some of the things that Texas could teach the rest of the country. You know, that's controversial, but it's certainly interesting.
Is.
And so it's a good nuts and bolts discussion about the media and journalism.
Mm-hmm. He's a local guy who's made it well in the markets he's been in. He was popular in Washington. Mm-hmm. But he's been in Dallas for a long time.
He's been in Dallas a long time. Two big stations, WBAP, and now AM 660, The Answer, which is K-Sky, S-K-Y, which I think is great call letters.
K-Sky!
case study. And, and I want to just point out that there's nothing wrong about being a big-time local host.
That's great.
I mean, a lot of people think, you know, if you're not in syndication, you don't exist. Never That's wrong. Crap. That's not true.
Yeah, all right, Michael. Thank you for all of your input. As usual, Talk Radio Countdown time is 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, 53 past the hour, time for our weekly visit from lawyer and attorney. So what's the difference? Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here, college professor, got three hats. What's the difference between a lawyer and a... I'm about to go to the Polish joke tomorrow. How many lawyers does it take to... But an attorney and a lawyer, why the two different phraseologies or references?
More than that, there's counselor.
Barrister.
In England, you have barristers who are the only ones allowed to go to court. In essence, a lawyer is admitted to the bar. Someone can be an attorney who is really an agent or a representative, which is why you have powers of attorney where you give someone the authority as an agent. So technically, lawyer is probably the most correct. Or son of a whatever. That's effective.
Son of a gun,
Gun works.
Depending on how you interpret the lawyer for the defense on Law and Order. They're always bad, scummy-looking guys. they're the bad guys. All right.
Yep.
So in terms of the charts this week from Talkers Magazine, well, actually, I wanted to go back for a second to something that we were talking about, the business of when you have a case that you feel like you can't defend. I've always wanted to ask you this question. Do you take the client? Because there's a lot of that focus. You know, sometimes people say, lawyers will do anything for money. What happens?
It's a combination in the sense that It's not up to the lawyer to judge clients, and therefore there is that that duty to that everyone is due a representation. On the other hand, you don't have to take everyone. The first firm I worked at, we represented a lot of organized crime and drug dealers, and someone once asked the lead attorney about that, and he said, well, I just charge them so much, that's my way of getting back at them. But quite frankly, Debbie, we never talked about this. I was a public defender for a period, and I represented a homosexual child molester. Oof. And that was kind of getting to my gut. And then I had got him off on a bail hearing, and I go back to court and see his name come in as committing another crime. My heart sunk. It was just a B&E, a breaking and entering into a house, a burglary. But it was at that time that I decided, yeah, there are people that they deserve a representation, but not from me. So I did kind of draw the line at people I thought were unsavory characters.
All right, so let's talk about prosecution. 4 years ago today, on the Talk Radio Countdown show, the number one item was the attack on the Jewish synagogue in Pittsburgh. Remember that?
Remember
the shooting there?
I do.
4 years ago. So the thing that I remember, and I've asked this question before, is what happened to the people who were responsible for the assault? You hear, you know, and this happens over and over and over again. I'm just using that as an example because it's so blatant. So what's wrong with our legal system that we don't get guys who are responsible? Why can't we get all the bad guys? I guess that's the question. Is the system corrupt? Is it inefficient? Is it ineffective? Because we all know that a lot of people get away with a lot of crimes.
I would say the level of corruption is not high, and that when we do find out about corrupt judges and prosecutors and all, there was a case I talk about in my white collar crime class where there was a Pittsburgh area judge who was taking bribes from these private juvenile facilities to every juvenile that came in, regardless of whether they needed it or not, was sent to his juvenile facility, and this guy was put away. But ultimately, it's more inefficiency and the fact that so much of a concern for the rights of defendants that it is easy in the law to stall things, and it does take quite a bit of time. And they say justice delayed is justice denied, but yep, it's inefficiency.
Well, it is, and you see these stories about the guy last week who admitted he pled guilty in 2013 to some horrible crime that he was going to the death chamber for, and he still hasn't gone yet. So
yeah,
what does that tell you about the system in and of itself?
Pretty damn inefficient.
Yeah, thank you. Those are the legal words to live by from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's our lawyer on the Talk Radio Countdown show and a professor of law at Bentley University. This is the Countdown at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.